sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Well, I'm sure this isn't the only person out there dealing with the same issue. From a texter just now, wants to know, what type of tradesman do I hire to find a source for a leaking roof?
Been a nice wet winter so far.
The solution, and also needs wall damage repaired. So I guess there's a couple things to look at here. For a roof leak, by default, just call a roofer. And I know a lot of people think, well, I don't want that because they're just going to try and sell me a new roof. Maybe, maybe not. Depends on the age of the roof. And if it's over 20 years, you're getting pretty close. Just depends on how bad the damage is. 30 years, you're really close. 35, 40 years, you're gotten well more than you paid for out of that roofing system. And the new roofing systems today do come with a 50-year warranty, depending on the manufacturer and the contractor you're hiring. So, yes, you will need a roofer, but if the water damage is extensive and this is going through your insurance company, a lot of roofers don't deal directly with insurance. They just customer direct, whether it's a general contractor or a homeowner. And there are companies that work specially with insurance company, and those are restoration contractors, and they carry a full general contracting license. So I would start with a roofer. If we determine we've got massive amount of damage on the interior, and the roofer still may be able to repair the work, but all the restoration
you gotta stop the leak
inside may be the restoration contractor.
Gotta stop the leak. Then you start assessing what the damage is inside. Yeah. Start with the roofer for sure.
So we appreciate the question.
I think this was one of the wettest Novembers we've had in a long, long time. I mean, I think with that rain we had the first week of December, we were almost at 3 inches over the course of about 35 days. So it's going to be another nice wet winter, just like it was last year, I hope. This is great. I love it.
Never complain about the rain in Arizona.
That's right.
We don't get it often enough.
As we're winding down the show today, we have one more broadcast prior to Christmas. But we did want to, in our role of protecting you, we did want to bring you up on some scams that are hitting the market, make you aware of them.
One specifically was for Amazon, but it applies to any time you shop online. You know how you order something and then it'll come to your email and say, hey, you know, we received your order. Thank you for your order. We've shipped your order. There are some that will say, hey, we need more information to ship your order, or your credit cards, you know, you need to verify your credit card. So if that's the case, then don't click on any link in your email. Go directly to, like, Amazon and find your own account. Sign in, find your account, and see if that's the case, because that's one way that they scam. They kind of go in the back way. It says it looks very, very realistic, and you will think it's Amazon.
Ooh, boy. I guess hackers are just very clever people.
Well, we have a little tip on this Entertainment Center article. I talked to Dennis Sage at Dennis Sage Entertainment. He just had some ideas for shopping online. If you're going to buy, we were talking about entertainment centers, be sure that you buy from reputable dealers as well. If you buy outside of that, if it's just some kind of cheap deal on the internet, it's going to affect your warranty, the product quality. It may not match up with the connections you have. So be sure you do a lot of thinking and consulting before you hop on, and make sure that wherever you shop online, it has a little secure sign on the side with a little lock.
Use a credit card, not a debit card.
Yes. Always
look for HTTPS in the browser.
Right.
There you go. So in our effort to protect you, there's just some additional tips. In our effort to encourage you in your shopping, get out and shop local. We highlighted Sibley's gift shop today. Get over the Chandler Gilbert area. They've got a lot of things going on for family activities in the way of tumbleweed tree lighting and music events. Be a great opportunity to get out and see. I mean, you look at some of the 10 best things to do. I mean, one of the things I love to do is run up to the Princess and take the grandkids ice skating. That's one of our little favorite traditions.
There's no shortages of things you could find if you just look and spend your time locally, spend your money locally, and enjoy local Arizona. It's a great place to live. And I've noticed you're talking about all the people coming in. I don't know if that has to do with the change or the addition of vertical buildings that we've seen.
Yeah,
not just apartment complex, but I mean like condo type, massive 2,000-4,000 square foot.
Gotta find room for them.
And so that's going to add a new element, I think, over the course of time to the program. The vertical living is going to come into factor. We've done a few articles on the past, but never spent a lot of time featured it just because the majority of Arizona doesn't live in that type of setting. But with the addition of people and, you know, the water savings that introduces and going up,
it's
you know, so now you're only using water indoors where 70% of the water used for traditional homes is on the outdoors, so you're saving that 70% outdoors. So, interesting point. If you've got a question between now and next week, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We answer that all week long at the office. Email info@rosieonthehouse.com or just straight to the website, rosieonthehouse.com.